This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The major winter storm crossing the nation has brought dramatic drops in temperatures across the entire U.S. as Arctic air pushes south and east. The plunging temperatures are dramatic. In Denver, temperatures dropped 47 degrees in just 2 hours Wednesday, from 46 degrees at 4 p.m. to 1 below zero at 6. Amarillo, Texas dropped 42 degrees in 6 hours. Casper, Wyoming, in less than 18 hours from 7 a.m. Wednesday to 1 a.m. Thursday, dropped 70 degrees in temperature. Montana rang in the first day of winter with dangerous cold and near record-breaking temperatures. Frigid sub-zero temperatures sank across the state on Wednesday and Thursday and are expected to continue into Friday, possibly Saturday. A winter weather advisory and wind chill advisory are in effect for Gallatin County and most places in Montana. Snowfall of 2 to 4 inches is expected in southwest Montana, and wind chills could be as low as minus 55. When Christmas rolls around, the weather may feel downright tropical. The high is forecast at 41 degrees for Bozeman, and there's a slight chance for rain. Patrick Pierce, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Great Falls, says, "It's a huge temperature swing for Christmas. We're looking at an almost 60-degree flip in temperatures when compared to midweek." Snow, rain, ice, wind, and frigid temperatures are disrupting air travel plans across the country. Airlines canceled more than 1,800 U.S. flights by 1 p.m. Thursday and proactively canceled more than 900 flights scheduled for Friday. Delays were even more extensive. More than 3,700 delayed flights on Thursday as of 1 p.m. The impact is worst in Chicago and Denver, where around a quarter of arrivals and departures, which means hundreds of flights at each airport, were canceled on Thursday. At Chicago's O'Hare, delays averaging almost 3 hours were caused by snow and ice. Temperatures at O'Hare are below freezing as the storm and snow are beginning to settle into the greater Chicago area. The FAA said departing aircraft at Texas airports, Dallas Love and Dallas-Fort Worth, as well as at Denver and Minneapolis, require a spraying of de-icing fluid for travel. In the busy New York area, Newark, LaGuardia, JFK, and other airports say travelers should expect delays due to limited visibility. The region's three large airports, including Philadelphia and Reagan and Dulles in Washington, D.C., are all warning travelers that the incoming winter weather front may disrupt travel. The Mars rover named InSight has detected the first quake on another planet. InSight made the first ever detection of quakes on the red planet using its onboard seismometer. The seismometer has measured more than 1,300 seismic events on Mars, and more than 50 of them had clear enough signals to derive information about the quake's locations on that planet. The largest cluster of high-quality seismic events came from Cerberus Fossae, a region that shows evidence of geologically recent volcanoes, that is, volcanic activity within the last 2 million years. InSight's seismometer picked up all six of the largest events of the mission since the middle of 2021. The most recent quake detected in May 2022 had an estimated magnitude of 5 on our Richter scale, with vibrations reverberating throughout the planet for at least 6 hours. InSight's onboard seismometer detected a magnitude 4 Mars quake in 2021 that scientists later determined to be caused by a meteoroid strike. This was one of the biggest meteoroid impacts on Mars since NASA began exploring the cosmos. The discovery became an icy bonanza when NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter found that the impact had churned up a layer of water ice buried underground. This find was closer to the Martian equator than anything discovered previously. Ice deposits in that warmer equatorial area might serve as future landing sites for astronauts to use for drinking water, agriculture, and rocket propellant. Impact information also helped scientists calculate the age of the planet.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.